利路亚，奉主耶稣基督圣名，大家平安。
Hallelujah, name Jesus Christ, may peace be with you all.
那感谢神，我们能够在这边来纪念、遵守、享受这个安息圣日。
And we thank God that we're all able to come here today to observe this Holy Sabbath day.
那我们今天一起在崇拜的这段时间，一起来思想圣经里面的列祖与埃及。
Today, during our worship sessions, we're going to reflect upon the fathers of Egypt. Fathers and Egypt.
那列祖就是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、约瑟。
The forefathers are Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph.
也就是信仰的，就是前四代的人。
And they are the four generations of the beginning of faith.
那埃及就是现在还存留的，这个就是埃及啊。
And Egypt is the Egypt that exists today.
那我们加州阳光很多。
And so today we see there's a lot of sunshine in California.
住在欧洲去北欧的人很喜欢去埃及，因为他们要享受阳光。
People who live in Northern Europe like to go to Egypt to observe and enjoy the sunshine.
我认识一个人呢，他但是应该不是中国人呢，他。有钱他就要去埃及。
And so people who have money will go to Egypt.
他专门喜欢去埃及度假。
People like to go there for vacation.
因为有尼罗河，有金字塔。
Because there's the pyramids and the Nile River.
还有便宜的物价。
And things are pretty cheap there.
所以他很喜欢去埃及。
So there are some people who really like going to Egypt.
那你呢？
How about you?
你想到埃及，你会想什么？
When you think of Egypt, what do you think of?
如果很虔诚的基督徒已经想到说，哎呦，不可以去啊。
Though very devout Christians will immediately think, oh, we can't go there.
因为你一想就想到埃及，想到法老，想到魔鬼，想到被控制，对不对？
Because when you think of Egypt, you think of Pharaoh, you think of Satan, you think of being bound.
好，那列祖跟埃及是怎么样呢？
So what?Is the relationship between the fathers and Egypt?
我们先来看看埃及是什么。
Let's first look at what is Egypt.
创世纪第一次记载埃及就是在创世纪第十章。
The first time the Bible records Egypt is in Genesis chapter 10.
创世纪十章第六节。
Genesis chapter 10 verse 6.
这里当然你念中文你不会念到埃及这个字。
If you read Chinese, you won't see Egypt.
因为他翻译把它没有把它翻成埃及哈。
Because it's not translated in Chinese.
那这里其实这里我们所看到的哈，是中文叫做麦西。
第四章。
第十章六节。你英文念一下。
So the sons of Ham were Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan.
好。接下来呢
？The sons of Cush were Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Rama, Sabtika.And the sons of Rama were Sheba and Dedan.
Okay, 有一个曼西就是 Mizraim， 有没有
？Mizraim，
这就是 Mizraim， 就是埃及呀、啊。
Mizraim is Egypt.
其实它本来在 Mizra 哈，它本来是一个单数，那 Mizraim 呢是双数。
The meaning of Mizraim is two trees, or it's double. It's double meaning.
Double.
There's a double meaning for Mizraim.
不是，这是 double， 它双数，然后，这个是希伯来文才有的。一般的语言就是单数、复数嘛，对不对
？Most words only have one meaning.
不 ，singular 还有
plural. Are singular. Most words are singular.
但是，希伯来文有特别的，就是双数。
But Hebrew has a lot of words are plural.
那所谓的在这里，所谓的这里我们看到的，埃及这个字它是从包围或是困难。
In Egypt, the word comes from trouble.
或是被包围住了。
Or to be carried out.
被 seized 是不是
？Or seized.
那所以。埃及这个字就是双重包围或是双重困难。
So the word Egypt means trouble or to be seized.
好，那个列祖该不该下埃及呢
？So should the fathers go to Egypt?
我们第十二章哈。
So got chapter 12.
创世纪十二章。
Genesis chapter 12.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
这个是圣经有史记载以来。 第一个被遣送出，就是遣送回国或是遣送出境的人。
This is the first time recorded someone was sent out from this country.
不欢迎人物，把他送走了。
They no longer invited him and sent them away.
这就是我们的所谓的信仰之祖亚伯拉罕。
And this is the forefather of our faith, Abraham.
他被从埃及送出去了。
He was sent away from Egypt.
所以那我们看二十六章。
And now let's look at Genesis chapter 26.
第二节。
Verse 2.
神跟那个以撒说。
God told Isaac.
不可下埃及啊。
Do not go down to Egypt.
所以从亚伯拉罕的经验还有以撒的经验。
So from the experiences of Abraham and Isaac.
就不可以下埃及啊。
So that they can't go down to Egypt.
下埃及就被遣送出境。
When you go down to Egypt, you will be sent out.
然后他还没下了，神就说不可以下。
Even before they went to Egypt, the Lord told them not to go.
那如果我们看出埃及记四十五章。
And if we look at Genesis chapter 45.
第五节。
45 verse 5.
约瑟说。
Joseph said.
神差我到埃及啊。
God sent me to Egypt.
所以神差约瑟先去埃及。
God sent Joseph to go to Egypt.
那个创世纪四十六章
，Genesis 46,
一到四节
，Verse 1 to 4,
我们看到的神对雅各说
，God told Jacob,
神跟他说哈，我是神呐、啊。
He said to him, I am God.
就是你父亲的神
，The God of your father.
你下埃及去，不要害怕。
Do not fear to go down to Egypt.
要不要下埃及
？So should he go to Egypt?
要。
Yes.
雅各还有点怕怕呢。
Jacob was actually a little scared.
神说你不要怕，下埃及。
And God said, "Don't be scared. Go to Egypt."
到底要不要下埃及
？So should he go to Egypt?
要。
Yes.
一定要下埃及。
He must go to Egypt.
因为神差雅各去埃及，也事先差那个什么约瑟去埃及。
Because God sent Jacob to Egypt, and He had first sent Joseph to Egypt.
小心哦。
Be careful.
神说不可以下埃及啊。
God said you should not go to Egypt.
亚伯兰下埃及，差点老婆不见了。
And when Abraham went to Egypt, then his wife was also almost taken away.
差一点那个所谓的救恩史、救赎史，这个要重写啊。
And that plan of salvation could have been rewritten.
以撒还没下埃及。
Before Isaac went down to Egypt,
神说不可以下。
God told him you can't go.
那到底要不要下
？So should he go?
该不该下
？Should he go?
那我们就重新再来想列祖。
So let's rethink about these fathers.
列祖第一个就是亚伯拉罕。
The first father is Abraham.
亚伯拉罕他我们都知道，他就是所谓的信仰的先祖。
We all know that Abraham is the first father of faith.
不只是属肉的，也是属灵的。
Not only the physical father, but also spiritual.
因为从亚伯拉罕才有以色列人。
Because only through Abraham were there the Israelites.
在新约来讲的话。
And in the New Testament.
我们信耶稣。
Those of us who believe in Christ.
成为义了。
We have become.
在灵里面哈，就是无论是属肉的或是属灵的，在耶稣里面各样的人，在耶稣里面就成为义，成为亚伯拉罕的子孙，这是属灵的。
All of us who are in Christ, who are become one, who also become descendants of Abraham.
那我们就回想神对亚伯拉罕的作为是怎么样。
So let's look at the works of God in Abraham's life.
那从神对他在身上所要彰显的事情，可以看出来跟这个埃及的关系。
And we can look at the works that God manifested to Abraham in relationship to Egypt.
那跟我们也有关系啊。
And is it related to us?
我们常常想哈。
We often reflect.
我们最流行就是不要贪爱世界。
We often say that we shouldn't love the world.
或是不要爱世界。
Or we shouldn't be greedy for the world.
世界是什么
？What is the world?
你会想到的世界是不是你家？你家是不是在世界里面
？Is the world your home? Is your home in this world?
当然在世界里面。
Of course, it's in this world.
你家院子后面有人种那个番石榴，是不是世界的番石榴？
If there are fruits in your backyard, are they fruits of this world?
你有没有吃啊？
Have you eaten them?
那你就吃世界产的番石榴。
So now you're eating the fruits of the world.
那你又特别喜欢。
And if you really like it,
那你们要贪婪世界。
Are you greedy for the world?
当然，来，我们来看创世纪。
Let's look at Genesis.
其实不是这个样子的啦，哈。
This is actually not the case.
这个世界在圣经里面有多重的意义的。
There's a lot of meanings of the world in the Bible.
有时候要爱世界。
Sometimes we must love the world.
为什么？
Why?
你不要废弃乱放。
You shouldn't be wasteful and kill things.
你就把这个世界给污染了。
And then you will cause pollution in this world.
要珍惜神所创造的世界。
We must hold dear this world that the God, Lord has created.
不要像迪马。
We shouldn't be like Demas.
迪马贪爱世界就离开了。
Demas was greedy for the world, so he left.
其实这是两个不一样的世界的。
There's this actually speaking of two different worlds.
那我们来看创世纪第十二章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 12.
这里是神第二次向他显现。
This is the second time that God manifested himself to Abraham.
来呼召他。
To call him.
神对他说：“你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所指示你的地方去。”
Get out of your country, from your family, from your father's house to a land that I will show you.
这是一个拔根性的一个离开。
This is a complete leaving.
然后呢？第二节。
Let's look at
神说：“我必叫你成为大国。”
I will make you a great nation.
这是亚伯兰一生的目标。
This was Abraham's goal of his life.
神应许他的。
God promised him.
成为大国。
To be a great nation.
所以这个大国的应许从亚伯兰开始啊。
So the promise of being a great nation started with Abraham.
贯穿整个救赎的历史。
And it has gone through the entire history of salvation.
一直到启示录第十一章十五节
All the way until Revelation chapter 11 verse 15
当时候才正式的宣告地上的国成了我主跟主基督的国
And there it was proclaimed that the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ
还经过多久我们不知道了
And we don't know how long this is going to take
就是说主耶稣再来还有多久我们不知道
We don't know when the Lord Jesus Christ will come
但是至少自从亚伯拉罕接受这个神的大国的应许之后
But at least we know that after Abraham accepted this promise of this great nation
到我们现在已经四千差不多四千年过去了
Has been about 4,000 years till today
所以这个大国的应许一直在成就
And so this great nation, promise of great nation has been continually being fulfilled
从旧约的大国
From the great nation in the Old Testament
一直到新约的主耶稣要来建立的这个国度
To the New Testament where the Lord Jesus Christ will establish this great nation.
都是一致的。
It's all the same.
我们再想到大国。
And when we think of this great nation.
一定是有两个要素。
There's two things.
第一个就是土地。
First is land.
你这个大国如果小小土地怎么成为大国
If there's only a small piece of land, how can this place be a great nation?
土地。第二个呢？
What is the second?
就是人嘛。
It's people.
你这个大国只有三个人，哇，这个大国太大了。
If this great nation only has three people, then it's too small.
所以土地跟子孙。
So land and people.
你看亚伯兰一生也只是这个两个目标而已啦。
And we see that Abraham only had these two goals in his life.
他在土地上，神来训练他，在土地的这个事上。
God trained Abraham in this matter of land.
我们知道神应许他的土地是很大哈。
We know that God promised a very great piece of land to Abraham.
从幼发拉底河哈。
From
Euphrates.
From Ephraim.
Euphrates 就是伊拉克哈那个。
Which is Iraq.
一直到埃及小河。
Up until the minor river of Egypt.
这是大国的土地。
This is the land of the great nation.
当然，这个大国那个大卫完成了。
And of course, David was the one who completed this great nation.
所以就是大卫的国度啊。
Which is the kingdom of David.
那另外子孙呢？
What about descendants?
到最后所罗门哈。
In the end, Solomon.
在列王记上第四章记载着。
In 1 Kings chapter 4, it says.
犹大人，以色列人。
The people of Judah and the people of Israel.
他们好像海边的沙那么多。
They were as great as the number of sands.
也就是说，成全的神的应许。
Which is to say that the promise of God was fulfilled.
所以，这是神国的两个大方向。
So these are the two directions of the kingdom of God.
一个是土地问题。
First is the problem of land.
一个是子孙问题。
The second is the problem of descendants.
好，那这两个问题其实也是整个我们就是旧约新约一样了，我们的生活态度，我们对这个世界的世界观的一个很重要的一个基础点。
And these two are a foundation of how we should view the world.
土地
land
就是神应许的一个土地，就是一个固定的、确定的一个神同在的一个范围。
The land is a place that is tangible that God will abide in.
我们会想说神充满宇宙了。
But we say that God fulfills the heavens and the earth.
为什么神这么小气，定一个小地方？
Why would God be so selfish and just establish a small place?
离开这里就不是应许地啊。
Because if you leave this place, then it's no longer the promised land.
我们可以替神这样想啊。
We can think about this.
那神就不要啊。
And if we think about this, then we'll say we don't want God.
神跟亚伯兰定，你就是在这个迦南地。
God said that you told the fathers that they must stay in Canaan.
就不可以超出去。
That they could not leave Canaan.
这是土地问题。
This is the problem of land.
啊，好，那。亚伯兰跟以撒呢
？What about Abraham and Isaac？
这两代的人，他们的历史任务其实就来肯定住这个土地问题。
The history of Abraham and Isaac establishes this problem of the land.
我们从结果先讲哦。
Let's first look at the result.
在历史上
，throughout history，
那个如果讲在从四世纪之后。
If we look at the judges after the judges,
如果要讲说那个神的国度的整体来讲的话，
if we want to talk about the complete kingdom of God,
你会讲说什么？从但到别是巴，对不对？
You would think about from the land of Dan to Beersheba.
美国不晓得怎么讲了，从东部到西部，还是从北部到南部，不晓得怎么讲。
Could be from north to south, east to west.
我台湾来的比较，从基隆到高雄，那就是整个台湾，是不是这样子？还是从富贵角到鹅銮鼻
？If you're from Taiwan, then you would talk about from one end to the other end.
你美国怎么讲？没有，没有这样讲法。从哪里到哪里，就是如果德国的话，从汉堡到慕尼黑，就是。
If you're from Germany, you would say from Hamburg to Munich.
那应许地呢？
What about this promised land?
从但到别是巴。
Was from Dan to Beersheba.
你看，这是一个变成一个 term 了哈。
This became a term.
讲全以色列就是但到别是巴。
The entire land of Israel was from Dan to Beersheba.
那别是巴谁把它定下来？
And who established Beersheba?
亚伯拉罕他一生搬很多家。
Abraham moved a lot during his life.
到最后。最后定在哪里
？And where did he establish himself in the end？
当然是别是巴。
Of course, it was Beersheba.
以撒呢
？What about Isaac？
最后也到别是巴。
He also finally went to the land of Beersheba.
所以雅各哈
，And Jacob.
雅各后来要去埃及啊。
Jacob later wanted to go to Egypt.
他是怕怕的。
But he was scared.
刚刚我们念过。
We already read it.
神说你不要怕。
God said, "Don't be scared."
下埃及。
Go to Egypt.
他从哪里下埃及
？So where did he? From where did he go to Egypt?
当然是最难的那一点。他先到别是巴，然后下埃及。
Of course, he went from the southernmost part, which was Beersheba, to Egypt.
我们看创世纪十二章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 12.
神要亚伯兰说：“你要成为大国。”
God told Abraham that you will be a great nation.
那就他这个，这是第二次神呼召他。
And this was the second time that the Lord called Abraham.
当然第一次是神在乌尔呼召他。
Of course, the first time was in the land of Ur.
那个是记载在出埃及记第七章。
And this is recorded in Exodus chapter 7.
神用荣耀把他召出来。
God used glory to call him out.
从一个很文明的地方把他叫出来。
From a place of many people, he called him out.
把他叫到，其实是亚伯兰是越走哈越不文明啊。
And the further he went, the further he went from people.
那第四节
Let's look at verse 4.
那个亚伯兰从哈兰他就出来了。
Abraham left from Haran.
我们看他那时候是75岁。
And we see that he was 75 years old.
啊，那个这个动作蛮快的。
And he moved very quickly.
第五节哈、哦。
Verse five.
他把那个在哈兰所得到的财物啦、人啦，都带往迦南地去。
He took all his possessions and all his people to the land of Canaan.
第五节。
Verse five.
的最后说到了迦南。
And the end of it says they came to the land of Canaan.
我们有一首赞美诗的副歌是说到了迦南，到了迦南，我要永远赞美神嘛，对不对？
There's a hymn that says, "To the land of Canaan, to the land of Canaan, I will always praise the Lord."
也就是说，到了迦南，什么事情都解决了，应该画个句号了。
Which is to say that when you go to the land of Canaan, everything is solved.
其实没有。
But this is not the case.
到了迦南才故事的开始啊。
Because the story begins in Canaan.
到了迦南才复杂。
Only when they go to Canaan do they have problems.
到了迦南才是真正亚伯拉罕的生命的开始。
Only when he went to Canaan was Abraham's life beginning.
我们看第六节。
Let's look at verse six.
我们从地理我们就可以知道，亚伯兰是从北往南走。
We can look. If we look at geography, we see that Abraham went from the north to the south.
哈兰，然后经那当然他一下来会当然会经过但啦、啊、哈啊加利利这。
So as he went down, he would have passed Dan and Galilee.
但是他经过的那个地呢？
But what about the land that he passed?
到了比较南边的事件。
When he went to the southernmost region,、
啊、他一定会吓一跳。
He probably was shocked.、
啊、神不是说把这个应许地应许给他吗
？Didn't God tell me that or tell him that this land was promised to him?
但是应许地有人住啊。
But there were people living in this promised land.、
啊、这边说，在那个那时呢，迦南人住在那地。
And the Canaanites that were then in the land.
你爸爸如果一百岁了
，If your father was 100 years old,
那他要离世之前给你透露秘密。
And before he about to pass away, he gave you a little secret.
哎，说在北加州他有一条街的财产。
And he said that he has a bunch of property in Northern California.
好了，他就告诉你，你如果用走路的去哈，那就全部给你。
And if he tells you if you walk all the way there, then I'll give it all to you.
你去了。
And you go?
街也有了，街是有了。
And there's,
there is, 房子是,
there are the properties 房子漂亮, there, and they're very beautiful.
但是是别人的。
But there are other people own them.
你那时候你已经晕倒在地啊。
And you probably will faint to the ground.
这是神呢。
This is what God did.
神应许他迦南地。
God promised him the land of Canaan.
去了。
And he went.
他从北走到南都是人家的地。
And he went from all the way from the north to the south, and he saw that old people already were living there.
圣经没有讲他的反应啊。
The Bible doesn't record Abraham's reaction.
神倒是有反应啊。
But God had a reaction.
你看第七节。
Verse seven.
神怎么反应
？How did God react?、啊、
神就向亚伯兰显现了。
The Lord appeared to Abraham.
说我要把这地赐给你的后裔。
To your descendants, I will give this land.
本来快要晕倒了，听到神这样一讲，我看心脏病都爆发。
At first, he probably was going to faint, and now his heart was probably about to burst.
神不是说要让你成为大国吗
？Didn't God tell you that you were going to be a great nation?
大国要土地啊。
A great nation needs land.
他本来想说来规划经营一下以后大国的这个要怎么布置
？He probably already started planning how he was going to take care of this land.
但是神说这个土地是给你的后裔。
But God told him this land is for your descendants.
不是给你呀、啊。
It's not for you.
是给儿子呢孙子呢曾孙呢还是我们知道四百年之后啊
Is it for your sons or your grandsons or your great-grandsons? Actually, we know that they didn't attain this land until 400 years later.
亚伯兰一句话都没有讲。
And Abraham didn't say a word.
因为神的荣耀真是让他羡慕。
Because the glory of God was something he greatly desired.
一句话不讲。
So he didn't say a word.
他接受。
And he accepted it.
我们只怎么晓得他接受了？
And how do we know he accepted it?
他筑一座坛。
He built an altar.
这个筑坛其实是跟土地有关系的。
To build an altar is related to the land.
就是说，虽然不明白啊。
Even though he didn't understand.
虽然超过他的思想。
And even though this transcended his understanding.
接受。
He accepted it.
好，然后当然，人家住在那里，总不能跟人家在那边挤啊
And since people already live there, he can't squeeze in with them.
所以第八节啊
And so verse 8.
他从那里又往南迁啊迁到伯特利
He went to the mountain east of Bethel.
在那边支搭帐篷
and pitched his tent.
又筑了一座坛
and he built an altar to the Lord.
求告神的名
and called on the name of the Lord.
又住不下
he couldn't live there.
人没有正常的，很少人说没事搬家玩的。
There's very few people who will move for no reason.
如果你是真的有家
if you have a home.
我记得我第一次搬家是脚踏车。
I remember the first.
因为那时候学生呢，从一个学生宿舍搬到一个学生宿舍，用脚踏车就够了。
I remember when I first time I moved, I used a bicycle because I was moving from dorm to dorm, so a bicycle was enough.
我最后一次搬家就是从我到德国之后第六次搬家，那时候教会的弟兄姐妹十几个来帮忙，还搬不完，还要请那个搬家公司来搬。
And then the last time I moved was in Germany, and I had to call a bunch of some members to help me, and those weren't even enough. We had to call a moving company.
我已经二十几年没有搬家，我现在不敢搬了。如果除非，应该没有什么除非了。
I haven't moved since in those past 20 years.
我现在如果我想如果现在搬家的话，我看不晓得怎么搬就是。
And if I were to move now, I don't know how I would do it.
亚伯一直搬家。
Abraham kept moving.
你算看，他到埃及之前，他搬了五次家。
And if you count, you will see that Abraham moved five times before he went to Egypt.
当然你会说啊，他们本来就是那个游牧民族啊，搬家容易啊。
And you might say that they were nomads in the past, so moving was really easy.
但是也不是那么容易了。如果好住的话，有水草的话就不会搬来搬去了。
Actually, it's not that easy. If it's easy to live there and there's grass and there's water, they're not going to move.
往南地去。
And they kept moving towards the south.
第十节。
Verse 10.
这是土地问题啊。
This is a problem of land.
主权问题。
This is a problem of authority.
归属问题啊。
A problem of possessions.
归属啊，你属于什么？
A problem of where you belong.
所以第十节。
Verse 10.
那第在迦南地，在应许地遭饥荒。
There was a famine in the land, in the promised land of Canaan.
这个一般我们想不透的。
And it's something that we might not be able to understand.
迦南地遭饥荒，你在唱到那个到了迦南，我要永远赞美神。有时候你心里就冲突起来，眼泪都掉出来了。
If you were to sing that hymn that I will always praise the Lord in Canaan, then you might start to shed tears when you see that there was a famine in the land.
你如果对神不是很有信心，
if one doesn't have enough faith in the Lord,
你对事情没有很深入的了解，
and if you do not have enough understanding of a situation,
这是一个很表面的一个冲突啊。
Then we will see that this is a very surface level contradiction.
你看不到未来啊。
You can't see the future.
饥荒就在眼前啊。
The famine is right ahead of you.
肚子饿是事实啊。
And hunger is the reality.
只好想办法咯。
So they had to think of a solution.
所以第十节哦。
Verse 10.
他的决定是下埃及去。
They decided to go down to Egypt.
他不是要去那边定居，永远住那里。
He did not plan to live there forever.
圣经说他要在那里暂居。
Bible says that they went to Egypt to dwell there.
避难避难啊。
It was just going to be temporary.
因为是没办法嘛。
Because they had no
other choice. 环境所逼嘛，对不对？
Because the environment had forced them to do so.
好，他就下去了。
And so they went to Egypt.
亚伯兰其实蛮有眼光的。
And Abraham had good eyesight.
他也很知道未来会发生什么事情。
He knew what would happen in the future.
如果他做生意，应该不会很失败了，应该了哈。这个难讲，做生意难讲这个。
He probably would have made a good businessman.
他还没下去，他就知道那里的人不好。
He already knew before he went there that the people there weren't good.
好色，好色又强暴啊。
They were violent.
那他自己怎么讲？他的太太是正常来讲是好。
And normally saying his wife was good.
娶到漂亮太太当然是好事啊。
It was good for him to have chosen a beautiful wife.
但是这个时候对他来讲就有点怕怕。
But now he was scared.
因为埃及人好色又强暴。
Because the Egyptians were full of lust and violence.
他 他的太太如果是130公分
If his wife were 130 centimeters
然后100公斤
And 100 kilograms
有秃头
And bald
我看他下埃及比较不会害怕对不对
He probably wouldn't be scared to go down to
Egypt 你可以想象他好像一个小圆球一样头有秃秃的这样
You can imagine a small ball with a bald head
130公分100公斤、哦、
130 centimeters and 100 kilograms
哪里晓得他太太漂亮
And no one would think that this wife was beautiful.
所以他就跟这个我们很熟悉的了。
And so we're very familiar with the story.
他就跟太太说：“你下去，你不要说你是我太太，说妹妹。”
When you go down, don't say that you're my wife. Say that you are my sister.
他心里已经打算了，我下去，人家一定会把我太太抓去当太太。
He already knew that if he went down there, the people would take his wife as their own wife.
那他只要讲一半事实嘛，哈。
And so he only told the half truth.
事实也这样，他太太是他的同父异母的妹妹，是真的妹妹。
It is true that he was his half-sister.
好了，真的下去了。
And so they went to Egypt.
照他所盘算的，真的被带到法老的王宫里面去了。
And according to what he foresaw, his wife truly was taken into the house of the Pharaoh.
从这里我们可以想象，他太太应该是就是可以把整个的国、整个的城都把他倾倒的。让她倒下去的这个美女啊
！So we could probably think that this wife was so beautiful, you could have caused the whole city to be destroyed.
因为是法老的臣仆看见。
Because it was the princes of Pharaoh who saw her.
那法老臣仆不敢留着啊，因为这个她的漂亮到什么法老级的。
And they, she was so beautiful that they didn't even dare to take her, and they commended her to the Pharaoh.
他们怕说，如果你留下来，法老知道了，糟糕。
They were scared that
怎么没有往上报
？That if they kept her and the Pharaoh knew, then they would be in trouble. So they commended her to the Pharaoh.
真的被带到法老王宫。
So she was taken up to the house of the actual Pharaoh.
然后呢
？And then what happened?
法老当然送礼物来了。
Pharaoh sent her gifts.
这个时候，如果你是亚伯兰，你怎么办
？And if you were Abraham at this time, what would you do?
你会不会想说，哦，这是意外的平安？
Would you think that this is the
意外的赏赐啊？你看
，is the peace and the blessings.
法老送很多东西啊。
God has, Pharaoh has sent us so many beautiful things.
每次念到这里，我实在是不晓得怎么办。
Every time I read this, I don't know what to do.
你那些礼物是收下来，还是你是感谢主，还是你感谢吗？你太太没有了。
Do you take these gifts in thanksgiving when your wife has already been taken away?
这个是非常。矛盾的事情。
This is a very confusing and difficult situation.
你要感谢吗
？Do you give thanks?
你的太太这个时候怎么想
？And how would your wife feel at this time?
当然，圣经都没写了，你可以看看她是怎么样的一个太太。
And the Bible doesn't say, but we can guess what kind of wife this was.
如果心一狠
，if
心呐、啊、一狠，就是一气起来了哈。
If she got angry very quickly.
我一生跟你风波这么久
，She had gone with Abraham for his entire life.
撒拉只是做什么
？And what did Sarah do here？
就是天天给他洗衣服、挤奶，然后做饼给他吃啊，对不对？做家事的。
All she did was do housework, wash the clothes, and take care of the house.
好了，那现在呢？我被抓来了，我现在从现在开始当什么？王宫里面的王妃啦。
And now what? She has been taken into the house of the Pharaoh and has become one of the people of Pharaoh's house.
应该至少不用再当做家事了。
And she probably didn't have to do any more housework.
应该是每天打扮得漂漂亮亮，等法老来嘛，是不是
？She probably just sat prettily waiting for the Pharaoh every day.
落得清闲呐、啊，就是可以好好享受吧。
And she would be able to enjoy life very easily.
但圣经这里都没写。
But it doesn't say any of this in the Bible.
也没有写他太太的反应，也没有讲亚伯兰反应。
It doesn't say Abraham's reaction nor his wife's reaction.
这时候神有反应了。
But God had a reaction.、
我每次想到这里，就是人家不是说胳膊总是往里弯吗？你的手背啊，往里面弯嘛。
So,
就是为自己、啊。
We often just think of ourselves.
啊，神也是为他的选民呢、啊。
And God thought of His people.
神应该，当然神不会让我们来当了。如果一般人，神让我们来当，应该大大的臭骂这个亚伯兰一顿呢、啊。
And if we were God, we probably would be very angry and yell at Abraham.
但是神没有。
But God didn't do this.
神因亚伯拉罕妻子撒拉的缘故呢，降大灾给法老和他的全家。
For the sake of Sarah, Abraham's wife, the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues.
那法老紧张了。
And Pharaoh became nervous.
看说这个人来头不小。
And realizing that Abraham wasn't just a normal person.
所以他也不敢对亚伯拉罕怎么样了。
And so he was scared to do anything to Abraham.
就把他叫来啊。
And called to Abraham.
训一顿啊。
教
训一下哈。
To lecture him.
他说你向我做些什么事啊
？What is this you have done to me?
为什么没有告诉说他是你？为什么告诉我说他是你的妻子呢
？Why did you not tell me she was your wife?
你说他是你的妹子。
Why did you say she's my sister?
说我就把她娶过来了，当我的妻子。
I might have taken her as my wife.
那现在这个妻子你的，那带回家。
Now therefore she's your wife. Take her and go your way.
那也因为这样就把她遣送出境了。
And because of this, she sent him away.
这就是我们的所谓的始祖，他是全世界第一个被遣送出境的。
He is a forefather, and he is the first person to ever be sent away.
好了，十三章第一节。
And verse 13, verse chapter 13, verse 1.
哇，他带着妻子罗德，连一切所有的都从埃及上南地去了。
Abram went up for Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him to the south.
从此之后，他也不再下埃及了。
And Abram never again went to Egypt.
那我们知道接下来罗德的故事哈。
And we know Lot's story later.
罗德慢慢的挪移帐篷，离开了迦南地。
Lot slowly moved his tent further and further away from Canaan.
二十六章。
Let's look at chapter 26.
亚伯兰故事很长哦，一直到二十五章才结束。
Abram's story is really long. It goes all the way to chapter 25.
因为他是一个开创性的人物。
Because he is the first, the opener of the of faith.
那以撒呢
？What about Isaac?
以撒活得也蛮长的。
Isaac also lived a long age.
但是他记事很少。
But there's very few recording of him.
他只有专门记他的只有二十六章，就是他的故事。
Only chapter 26 talks specifically about Isaac.
那以扫当然，以扫我们知道他是以顺服为出名嘛。
And we know that Isaac is famous for submission.
一般是这样子，人生在神的国度里面，顺服的人比较舒服，的故事也少。
Well, it's more common that people who are submissive have a more smooth life, and there are fewer recordings of them in the Bible.
那需要神磨练的人，故事也多，然后呢，人生。当然也精彩了。
And those who are less submissive, they have more stories, and because they have go through more suffering, so their life's a little more exciting.
那二十六章故事又重复。
And verse 26, the story repeats itself.
一开始轮到以撒上台了。
At first, Isaac came is on the stage here.
一样是饥荒。
Again, there is a famine.
那一饥荒呢？他们的想法就是往南啊，为什么？因为埃及有尼罗河，不会有饥荒的，很少了。
And whenever there's a famine, their first thought is to go down south because in the land of Egypt there is the Nile River, and so it's very rare for them to have a famine.
很特殊的那个约瑟时代，那个是特殊的。
And in Joseph's time, that was a very special situation.
尼罗河水应该不会干了。
Because the Nile River shouldn't dry up.
除非很特殊。
Especially in a very special occasion.
尼罗河很长啊，尼罗河的上游我去过。
The Nile River is really long. I've been there before.
那个时候是在那个乌干达哦。
It was when I was in Uganda.
好，那个他第二节，那第一节哈。
Verse one.
以撒就往基拉尔去了。
Isaac went to Gerar.
基拉尔已经离开应许地了。
Gerar is also leaving the land of Canaan.
只是一步之差而已。
It's only one step away.
神马上说不可下去啊。
Yet the Lord immediately said, "Do not go down."
二十六章很有名的，就是我们常常会念到的这个以撒的忍耐哦。
Chapter 26, we often read about Isaac's patience.
他在基亚尔的时候
，When he was in Gerar,
其实被欺负。
He was bullied.
他爸爸以前的井全部填了。
His wells were all stopped up by his father's wells were all stopped up.
那他挖的井又那个人家说这是我们的。
And the wells that he dug himself, others would say these are mine.
我们看二十节哈。
Let's look at verse 20.
第一个叫做埃瑟。
First was called Esek.
就是象征啊。
which means quarrel.
好吧，你要争就给你。
If you want it, okay, you can have it.
第二个就西提那。
First, second one was Sitna.
为敌呀。
Which means enmity.
好了，不跟你为敌。
I don't want to be your enemy.
啊，又挖一个。
And then he dug another one.
那我们很有名的叫做什么？利和伯。
And very famously, it was called Rehoboth.
好了，到利和伯是不是就停住了呢？
And did he stop there at Rehoboth?
没有。
No.
利和伯叫宽阔。
Rehoboth means spaciousness.
他自己也讲哈。
And he also himself said.
第22节啊。
Verse 22.
以撒就离开那里，又挖了一个井。他们不为这井竞争，他就给那井起名叫利和伯。他说：“主现在给我们宽阔之地。”我们必在这里昌盛。我们念到这里就结束了，是不是？
And he moved there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. So he called its name Rehoboth, for he said, "For now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land." And oftentimes we stop reading here.
就宽阔
，spaciousness，
昌盛
，prosperity。
不要忘记啊，这个不是结果。
But let's not forget, this wasn't the end result.
这是一个过程而已。
This was only a process.
因为这个还不是在迦南地啊。
Because this was not yet in the land of Canaan.
本来应该说，就故事结束啊，在这里昌盛起来嘛。
And oftentimes we'll say that, okay, the story ends here, and from there he prospered.
但是故事这一句完了之后，你看23节。
But after this phrase ends, look at verse 23.
他马上搬家。
He immediately moved.
宽阔地、昌盛地应该住下去啊。
This land of spaciousness and prosperity is a place where he should have stayed.
不对的。
But that's not correct.
23节。
Verse 23.
以撒从那里上别斯巴去。
He went up there to Beersheba.
还是要回到原点呢。
He still had to return to the original place.
回到应许地。
To return to the promised land.
这样子之后24节、哦、
And after that, verse 24.
神第二次跟他显现。
God appeared to him the second time.
他一生神显现两次嘛。
And his whole life, God appeared to him twice.
第一次就是神说不可下埃及。
First time was when God told him not to go to Egypt.
第二次是他从埃那个腓力斯地上来之后。
And the second time was when he left the land of the Philistines.
神重新强调、哦、
And God once again emphasized.
我是你父亲的神。
I am the God of your father Abraham.
你不要怕，我要跟你同在。
Do not fear, for I am with you.
哎，那我要赐福给你啊，给你后裔。
I will bless you and multiply your descendants.
我们看25节。
Verse 25.
这个也是很有名，我们常常在念的。
And this is a verse that's really famous that we read often.
以撒在那里就做了三件事。
Isaac did three things there.
这是所谓的全人哈，整全人的 holistic 是不是的生活。
This is a holistic lifestyle.
我们基督徒是要活一个全人的生活的。
As Christians, we must live a holistic life.
第一个就是信仰生活。
First is a life of faith.
所以他在那里筑坛。
So he built an altar there.
第二个家庭生活。
Second is a life of family.
婚姻生活。
Life of marriage.
所以他在那里那个什么支搭帐篷。
And so he pitched his tent there.
第三个就是职业生活、社会生活。
Third is our career, our life in society.
他在那里挖了一口井。
He dug a well there.
这个三个要调和。
These three things need to be prioritized.
如果你很属灵啊，属灵到没有家庭生活、没有社会生活，这个很奇怪的。
If you're so spiritual to the point,
应该不是属灵的。
If you're spiritual to the point that you don't have a family life or a career, then you're probably not that spiritual.
那个保罗在那个祝福帖撒罗尼迦教会。
When Paul was blessing the Thessalonian church,
他说：“愿你们的灵。”
He said, "May your spirit,
魂
soul,
身子
and body
都蒙保守
be protected."
老约翰哈，就是长老约翰。
And even the elder John.
在约翰三书也这样的祝福哈。
In third John, he blesses the people, saying.
他说：“亲爱的弟兄们。”
He says, "My beloved brethren."
我愿你们第一个凡事兴盛。
First, I pray that you may prosper in all things.
就是你的社会生活，你的事业。
Which is your career, which is your life in society.
不是信耶稣之后，那个什么，做什么，做一行就败一行，
说
做一件事就坏一世，这个。除非特殊的考验不然这个好像不太对。
And it's not that when you believe in Christ, you completely give up your career.
然后呢，身体健壮。
Second, that you may be in health.
在你的灵魂兴盛。
just as your soul prospers.
到了应许地之后，
after they enter the promised land,
以撒才能够过一个全人的正常的生活。
Only then could Isaac live a holistic and normal lifestyle.
所以到了别示巴。
So they went to Beersheba.
这是应许地的最南端了哈。
This was the southernmost part of the promised land.
他搬到了别示巴之后。
And after he went to Beersheba.
在二十六章我们就看到。
In chapter 26 we see.
神在为他在这个敌人面前摆筵席呀。
We can see that the Lord prepared a feast before his enemies for Isaac.
这个诗篇二十三篇很大家很熟的嘛，对不对
？Everyone's very familiar with Psalm 23.
这是主是我的牧者啊，对不对
？The Lord is my shepherd.
那到最后呢，是在敌人面前设摆筵席。
In the end, a feast is prepared in the presence of his enemies.
就是说，敌人跟你和好了。
Which is that they were at peace with the enemies.
所以亚比米勒啦，他说带他的军长来了，求和了。
So Abimelech came with him to look for peace.
那以撒就摆桌请他们喽。
And then Isaac made a feast.
那故事的最后。
And the end of the story.
仆人来报告了。
The servants came to him.
我们得了水。
And told him that there was a water.
所以33节。
And so verse 33.
他就给那个井取名叫示巴。
He called it Sheba.
因此那个城叫做别示巴。
And that is why the city is called Beersheba.
还是回到应许地。
They had returned to the promised land.
真正的选民呢？
They had become the true people of God.
不得离开神的应许地。
Because the true people of God cannot leave the promised land.
这是土地问题。
This is the problem of land.
主权问题。
The problem of belonging.
神的保守。
It is the protection of God.
跟我们现在一样。
It's like this today.
神所建立的、所设立的真耶稣教会。
God has established this true Jesus church.
这就是应许地。
This is the promised land.
你离开了。
And once you leave.
只是在那边流荡而已。
And even if you wander around.
回到真耶稣教会。
Must always return to Jesus church.
你才有一个完整的过着神所祝福的全人的生活。
Only then can you have a holistic life in which the Lord will bless.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
332首。
332。
那我们等一下的副歌也是唱这一首的副歌啊。
And at the end of the prayer, we will sing this as our refrain.
起祷告。
Let's pray together and ask God to guide us.